You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, I guess the question on everybody's mind is how open will the next week be for harvest?
It's looking quite open here across the Midwest as this drier than normal pattern that's been in place over the past week or so looks to persist as we end the month and begin November. It's not a bone dry week, but the only real system of note here is coming up just on Wednesday and into early Thursday. Fast moving cold front produced some shower and thunder shower activity, but nothing a very heavy or widespread is expected. That looks to be the only blip here this week, if you will. If we look ahead to next week, again, the middle part of next week will feature a fast-moving frontal passage, but rain activity looks minor. So overall, it looks like a fairly open period here of harvest weather from now through the next few weeks.
I want to turn our attention to South America Day today because in the last few days, Mato Grosso finally got the rain that it needed.
Yeah, it certainly did. Over the weekend, we saw kind of general coverage here. Well, at least over 70-75% of the soybean acreage picked up over half an inch, with several areas picking up 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. And we see more on the way for Mato Grosso, let alone the northern bean belt in Brazil over the next few weeks, as this ridge of high pressure that produced the hot and dry conditions over Mato Grosso is now out of the picture, or at least out away from the region, and that's allowing these storms to fire up across central Brazil. And we see this new, more favorable rainfall pattern continuing over the next couple weeks, and so that's an improving situation here for Brazil.
Turn your attention to Argentina. What about them?
Yeah, you're not seeing quite as much rain across Argentina as you have in Brazil, but nonetheless, soil moisture conditions are adequate levels at this time. One thing we do need to watch is actually on the temperature front, where a shot of cold will occur later on this week and produce temperatures down to right around freezing, it looks like, on Friday and or Saturday mornings. That does not look to be threatening, but we just got to make sure things don't trend colder as we go through the week, i.e., you know, temperatures in the 20s.
All right, let's come on back to the United States and look at hard red winter wheat and soft wheat country and what you think there.
Yeah, well, this kind of drier than normal pattern across the Midwest is certainly impacting planting of hard red winter wheat in the plains and then also Midwest soft red winter wheat. And so overall, your soil moisture conditions are in pretty good shape. Still a few dry pockets here and there in portions of the plains hard red belt, but overall, the soil moisture condition much improved versus a year ago. And across the Midwest, also generally adequate soil moisture reserves for favorable soft red winter wheat growth.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
That's Mark Russo, and he is with Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember, you can go to our website and hear this program again. It's at WILLAG.org. This is Dave Dickey.